Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so excited that you're with me today. Today is November 17th, Wednesday, the best day of the week. Why? Because you are tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited about today, as always, because we have one of my favorite guest, and you love him too, Apostle Ryan LaStrange. He is joining us today. Oh my goodness, we got so much to chit chat about. And also Minister Nicole Atkinson is going to bring her in his presence. And you know I got ministerial moment going on and the weather, but so much more to discuss today. So tune in and tell a friend. Listen, if you got us on your phone, tell your friends to download the app on their phone. Download it on their iPad and everything. BBS Radio. Go ahead and go to your app store and download the app. Or you can go ahead and take your USB cord with you and tune in your car and drive around with us. Go to the gym. Go to the park. Go to the bank. Wherever you got to go. Tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And if you are at home or at your office, you can go ahead and say, hey, Google, if you have Google Play, hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat, and it'll bring you right into the show. Or if you have Alexa, you can say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio Station Number 1, and it'll bring you right in. Listen, you guys, it's because of you that this is one of the number one internet talk shows around the world, with almost over 1 million world listeners worldwide. We are streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. What? We are thebomb.com. So go ahead and tune in, connect with us, listen to us all the time. BBS Radio, can't go wrong. All right, you guys, listen, we're going to go right into the weather. And let's get started. So today's weather in Washington, D.C. is 54 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy. The high is 63. Mostly sunny today. Richmond, Virginia, you are mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. 70 is your high. Mostly sunny today. Dallas, Texas, I was just in your neck of the woods this past weekend. 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy right now. Your high is 79 today and partly cloudy today. London, you are 52 degrees. Partly cloudy. Cloudy today. That's your high. You're waking up to 39 degrees. High tomorrow, 57 degrees. Let's see. LA, you are 55 degrees right now. Your high today is going to be 70. All sunshine as always. Is there ever a bad day in LA? 63 degrees and sunny right now in Atlanta. Your high is going to be 72 degrees and all sunshine. Miami, you are 79 degrees, partly cloudy right now. You are going to go all the way up to 81 degrees with mostly cloudy skies later on today. Kenya, you are 90 degrees right now. You are cloudy right now. Your high, you're waking up tomorrow to 72 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 50% chance of thunderstorms coming your way. 55 degrees and partly cloudy in Hawaii. Your high today is going to be 72. You got thunderstorms all evening, Lord, I can't get it out, y'all, evening long. And you're waking up tomorrow to 54 degrees in the morning, and your high tomorrow is going to be 70 degrees. Australia, you are 66 degrees right now. Severe weather warning for you. Damaging winds are going on right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 55 degrees tomorrow, 66 with 80% chance of showers. Puerto Rico, you have drizzling going on right now. 75 is your high right now. You're waking up to 66 degrees tomorrow, 40% chance of thunderstorms. 79 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. Portugal, you are 50 degrees, mostly clear right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 45 degrees. 54 is going to be your high tomorrow and cloudy. If I didn't say your nation, state, continent, country, anywhere you are right now, guess what? God is still in control no matter what, and he has the final say, and he loves you so much, and so do we right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, we're going to take a sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the keys against the enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the keys against the enemy. All right, you guys, ministerial moment. Listen, what can I say? This is a season and time right now for so much right now. I know that we had the pandemic and a lot of us were shut in last year during this time. But listen, this season, this time, I still believe in getting closer to God. I still believe in keeping him first. I still believe in seeking his will and his way for our lives. I don't think that we're out of a pandemic. I think that the whole movement of it all, especially spiritually, was to get closer to God. Find out what God wants you to do in this season. How does he want you to maneuver around things that are happening and occurring in our day-to-day right now? These things are happening in our government, in the entertainment industry. It is so much chaos, so much confusion going on. The perfect place to be in is in God's will. So I encourage everyone in this ministerial moment to really seek God diligently in this time. There's some folks you need to let go of. There's some places you need to stop going. There's some things you need to stop doing. And this is a time right now as we're going from one place to another place and we are transitioning, preparing for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have got to know exactly what God wants of us. Why? What is our purpose? What is our why? You know, what is it that he's called us to do? What are we supposed to be doing? Are we ignoring his warnings? Are we ignoring his instructions? Are we rebelling? Are we, you know, being disobedient? We need to check ourselves. And I'm just going to keep it 100. You know, we had a reason because we were shut in. Now some of us have gotten some of the, you know, the mandates lifted up and we just done forgot about where we started with Jesus. Listen, it's time to keep it going. You have to be consistent in order to get stuff new, to do new things, to see new, to embrace revelation, the truth, his glory. We have to do the changes and we have to be consistently walking. It's a state of being. It's not just doing something temporary to get a quick fix, a quick answer, a quick feel good, a quick laugh, a quick set, couple of dollars. It is about being. And so this is a place where a lot of you may be wrestling with God right now and you're blaming it on the devil. It's really God that you're wrestling with your character. It's really time for you guys to wake up, for us all to be consistent in our walk, to be diligently seeking him, because the Bible says that if we seek him first, and all in his kingdom and his righteousness, all things will be added onto us. A lot of us are looking for things to be added onto us, but we're not in the position to receive it. What do I mean? I don't mean just standing there and praying and crying out to God and why me and woe is me. I mean in a place of being where you're operating by his spirit, where you are diligently saying, you know what? Nothing else matters but him. Nothing else matters but his will. Nothing else matters but me pleasing him. When you're in a place of being, when you're living, moving, and having your being by his spirit, then you'll start seeing consistent overflow, consistency. You know, I always say, listen, I want to be a tree planted by the river, right? But I want my roots to grow and fruit to grow. I want fruit and roots at the same time every season. And in order to do that, I believe it's just being connected to God. I love when Jesus said, I don't do anything unless my Father tells me to. I don't say anything unless my Father tells me to. You know, that's the way we have to be. And he also prayed, he says, may they become one with me as I am one with you. I want to be one with Christ. You know what I mean? I want to be one with him, because I know that everything I am, everything that I need, everything that I desire is in him. everything. And I know that he's a partner with me. In Romans 8:28, it talks about him being a partner with him, and that he works all things out for good, you know. And I love that, because the fact is that when he says it, he's going to do it. He's going to protect it. He's going to cover it. He's going to keep you, and he's going to provide it over and over and over again. And that's the kind of God that we serve. I glorify him because I know I wouldn't even be here talking to you right now if it wasn't for him. And it was consistency with the same network, consistency with the same format, consistency with me getting up every Wednesday to do it. Consistency that drew all men because it was of him, and all men was drawn onto him. And I'm just so honored to represent him. Aren't you? So listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the time and the season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Listen, we're not shut in, but guess what? We need to be connected up with God. All right. Well, I love you so much. Again, this has been Ministerial Moment. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Apostle Ryan Lestrange. You know what? That is he's my friend. I don't know about you, but he's my friend. I love him. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
This is Dr. Lanice Bias, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Okay, welcome, Apostle Ryan Lestrange. How are you, friend?
Good morning.
Good
morning.
I'm great.
Listen, it's been long overdue for us to be back on this broadcast.
Listen, I'm so glad to have you always. It's always so much fun and so enlightening and so much revelation. I'm just excited just to have this kitchen conversation with you. We're just chilling and just chit-chatting like we always do. I know you got a whole lot of programs going on. You're forever teaching. You are a teacher. You are an evangelist. You are, you know, so many things. You operate in the full gospel, apostle, you know, evangelism, teaching, deliverance, prophetic, all of it. And, you know, just total apostolic anointing upon your life. And you're always on the go. So listen, I just want to start off before we get into all of the things that you have and you want to tell the listeners about to purchase or check into or sign up for, because it's all over the place. I just want to ask you, for the listeners, one of the things that a lot of people have been asking is, what is God saying to the church right now? Like, before the pandemic and now after the pandemic, what do you believe has changed in the body of Christ from the pandemic till now?
Well, I think you alluded to it earlier that we have been reset by God. And I feel like pre-pandemic, we were in a very comfortable place. Our lives were comfortable. I realized people still had challenges, issues, but we were fairly comfortable. And we had gotten used to going to church, hearing the word, going home, but there was very little responsibility, especially with the eruption of mega churches and large congregations. You can sort of blend in and be anonymous. And I think that after that time, there was a real push for personal discipleship, to become a disciple of Jesus, to realize, look, I got to do some things at home. I've got to pray. I've got to get in my Bible. I've got to know God for myself. And I believe that there was a lot of fruit that occurred in people's lives when they embraced that season. But as you said earlier, now we are coming to a place that people are emerging from this secluded place. And I really believe one of the words the Lord has given to me is that he wants the church to get its roar back in the earth, as a lion would roar, that our voice would begin to reverberate. But to do that effectively, we've got to remain at his feet. If you look at David was in the wilderness. David was rejected. David was tested. But it was in that place, truly, that he authentically found God. So when he comes to the front lines of battle, he brings with him that intimacy. And I believe that's one of the things God is asking us to bring, is that intimacy. And like you said, We really can't afford to be distracted, which is what the enemy wants to do in this hour.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about distraction right now. You know, because people really don't really understand what that means, distraction by the enemy. Can you explain that to people that just don't get it? Like, because a lot of times people think that this is just the way they are. This is just life. You know, how can you avoid the distraction? And what is distraction? Can you just narrow that up for people, please, so they can get clarity on that?
Sure. Well, distraction in its most simplistic form is broken focus. Whatever we focus on is magnified in our life. Praise is an intentional a form of focus, that we focus on the attributes of God that have been faithful in our lives. And it's particularly powerful when we go through seasons of challenge. If you lose a loved one, if you get a bad medical diagnosis, if you know there's something financially that happens. And in the midst of that, you choose to praise God based upon past faithfulness and attributes of his character that you know to be true. That's a decision. And as you praise him, it magnifies his ability to operate in your life. And so the battle for our attention is critical. Now, we have to understand this. We're living in the most connected world we've ever lived in. You know, if you think back 20 years ago, 25 years ago, however long it's been now, that if you didn't have a cell phone and people wanted to find you, they couldn't find you. It was very easy for you to have long periods of your day that you didn't know what was going on in the world. You certainly didn't know what was going on with other people. Now we're getting second by second updates. You know, even if we look at media, there's such a push through apps like TikTok to go from long form conversations and long form video to 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And we literally check out of some things after 7 seconds. And so there is focus is actually occurring.
Wow.
Competition in business is for attention. People want our attention. And so if you look at this spiritually, that's what Satan wants. He wants our attention, or he wants us to not put our attention in the right places. And I think even in relationships, that's so critical because certain relationships are really distractions. So I think distraction is the buzzword of the day because of the culture that we're living in.
I'm telling you the truth, because a lot of times people don't realize that, well, first of all, it can be so consuming that people literally don't even know how to come out of it. It will literally take deliverance for people to get it broken, because they just get, it's like a trance almost. Can you explain that to some people that, you know, that just don't seem to know how to break that, and how deliverance can be such an asset to their freedom?
Yeah, well, think about this. You know, again, let me go back to some of us don't remember this time because we're Gen Z or millennial. I'm not, but some of the listeners maybe. But if you're Gen X or above, you remember a time without Instagram, without Snapchat. So, you know, if you got a fresh outfit on, you had to get complimented based on real people seeing you. And if you saw 10 real people, maybe only one person told you. But now, literally, you can take a picture, hashtag fit, and put it on your IG or somewhere else. And you can have, you know, tons of people, 10, 20, 30, 40, hundreds or thousands, if you have a big following, compliment you. And that creates an adrenaline rush. So we become addicted, really, to these engagements and interactions that we're having. That's just one example. There are many other examples I could give, but we literally become addicted to this. If you're in a conversation with someone, this has happened to me many times, and my mind starts running, first thing I do subconsciously, I pick up my phone. Why? Because I'm like, I want to scroll. I want to just break my focus for a minute because I'm not engaged. And that robs us of so many meaningful experiences. So we can, as you said, literally become addicted to this. And I do believe we need deliverance. And some of us maybe are battling self-esteem issues, so we're finding self-esteem there in media. But as we know, it's so false. It's so fleeting. We can look at what happens with cancel culture and celebrity culture. Now, somebody's on top one day, they're on the bottom the next day, and that kind of approval is very fleeting. So what we have to do, we have to build real lives with real people in an authentic way. But we do need to get deliverance. We do need to get to the root. Why am I so distracted? Is it a self-esteem issue? Is it rejection? Is it fear? Once we identify it, then we've got to break it. This is where prayer comes. This is where binding comes.
Hello?
This is where casting out comes. Yes. Hello?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry, because it seemed like I was dropping. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I had these AirPods. I was like, oh, Lord, I need to take my AirPods off. But one thing
I was like, what happened? Go ahead.
Yeah, me too. Once we've identified it, then we got to pray through it. And I think there's a lot of things I could say about that. But the identification is the first step. And I know there are going to be people listening that say, this describes me. Let me be real honest, because I do a lot on social media. This, in many ways, describes me as well. So it's something we're all dealing with. But I think that God is speaking to us to break that distraction and really become focused. And I just encourage the listeners, as we come to the end of this year, ask this question. Where have I not been focused this year, and where do I need to be focused next year?
Man, that is so good. That is so good. That's a great thing. And that's self-inventory that we all have to do, because a lot of times we don't realize, especially more responsibilities, more delegating that we do, you know, more, you know, reaching out and evangelizing, like you said, on the social media and stuff. It's just, you have to be consistently doing a self-inventory on yourself. I want to know, I want the listeners to know that are just now getting into the prophetic, right? You know, me and you old school. We OGs in this thing. So, you know, we've been around it all. Apostle Eckhart, Apostle Kim, all of them, you know, we grew up in that stuff, and you do a lot with Apostle Eckhart to this day. But I want to talk to the people that are just now getting used to the prophetic. Talk to them about how important prophetic is and what the difference is between prophetic and psychic.
Thank you. Beautiful question. So first of all, the concept of the prophetic is this, that the voice of God has always existed before time as we know it began. So the prophetic is the declaration of the voice of God in some area of life. Now, one thing I think that we don't realize in our sort of OG prophetic group you just referenced is that God is speaking and permeating in every way. You read the writings of David, and David is talking about the scenery. David is talking about things in a poetic nature. And David is literally, as the deer pants for the water, he's comparing natural things with spiritual things. And so God has the ability through all of creation to speak to us. But the prophetic is the caption of God's voice. It's the caption of the answer in the middle of trouble. It's the capturing of reassurance in the middle of crisis. It's the capturing of strategy in the middle of confusion. And the difference between the prophetic and psychic is this. Psychic can give you some details, but it's coming from demonic spirits. And I don't have time to go into all that, but demonic spirits can reveal details. And so psychics can get details. What they can never do is capture the heart of God, because God said, before you were ever formed, I knew you. God knew the human you, and God knew the spirit you. God knew the plan, and God knew the destiny. So he can speak to you in every area. What a psychic can do is speak to you about the human you, things you've been through, things you know, the challenges you've had. But God supersedes that. He speaks about the origination of who you were called to be. He moves outside of time and points to the future of who you should be. And he provides solutions and strategies in the midst of it. So I think so many people have not found this in the church, because our churches have been so tepid spiritually that they go looking for the psychic, because they're like, I need answers. And I believe God is really calling the church to get back to the prophetic. It's an important facet of who God is.
You know what? That is so, so great. And a lot of times, too, I'm glad that you explained that, but I also want to comfort the people that are starting when they get a prophetic word and they go up, they get so nervous. Like, I remember the first time that I got a prophecy by Prophetess Pam Kent out of Chicago. I was so nervous and scared. And I don't really know why, because I was living, you know, right. I was, you know, running to Jesus rather, you know, nobody's perfect, but I was living right. I was seeking him and, you know, I was on it and everything. And I don't know why. I don't know why I thought, you know, like some scary thing was going to come up. But can you give comfort to some of those people that don't understand the edification of it all, and that, you know, it also speaks into your future, you know, your life, like God can reveal a plan and thought that he has for you? I mean, can you explain that in, like, you know, a couple of seconds? I know you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, sure. I think that we've got to understand 1 Corinthians, Paul writes that prophecy is to edify, exhort, and comfort. So there's three very positive things: to bring comfort, to edify, to build up, to exhort, to encourage. So all too often, we sort of have a religious mindset of prophecy of, you know, it's the gloom and doom, it's bad news. And prophets do warn, prophets are sensitive, they will rebuke and they will correct. But really, if we're doing it right, there should be a lot more encouragement in the prophetic than those things. And I've had experiences where somebody was brought to me that they didn't even really know God, and they were struggling in their lives and maybe involved in a lot of bad stuff, but God didn't speak as much about that as he did about who he created them to be. So I like to say a lot of times prophecy is calling the gold out of the dirt.
Yeah, I love that. You know, my experience in prophetic was always that it's always in love. You know, if there's a warning, you know, like it's always mixed. It's always words of, you know, knowledge, words of comfort, word of, you know, just a plan, a thought of that for them that he has towards them. And then, of course, it'll mix with like, but you have to, or he wants you to, or, you know, that thing that there is, you know, but it's always in love. And I love how he flows it, because even in the midst of that, especially with people that's never experienced that and they're just coming in and they have no clue, literally, they want God, they've been crying out to him, but they don't know how to hear from him. You know, it's such an such a beautiful thing to like see their eyes and their countenance change, right? When they actually like, oh my God, you couldn't have never known that. Only God could know that. So they're like willing to hear everything at this point. They already know, like, I got to make the changes. So God already tells them like, okay, but this has to change so you can do this and that. And they're like, well, now that I know that you're really watching me and now that I know that you're really here, I'm for it, whatever you would have me to do, you know? So it's always so incredible. I love the gifts of God. Listen, you are so amazing. I love, you know, I could sit, I got to kind of hang out with you at some point because me and you can go, but I know you don't got a lot of time. Your schedule is booked up, but I just want to know what's going on so that people can connect with you. Is there a conference coming up? Is there a class coming up? And is there a book, a manual they need to get? Tell them all about it.
Well, thank you so much. So two things I want to mention. I want to mention for everybody who just heard that about prophecy and said, I want to learn more about this. I've got a two very expensive courses in my online store called SPI and then SPI 2.0. The SPI stands for Seers and Prophets Intensive. We take you from basic to advanced, and we give you notes, we give you instruction, we give you all of it. You can find it at my last name, Lestrange, lestrangeglobal.shop. So that's L-E-S-T-R-A-N-G-E, global.shop, SPI or SPI 2.0. I also want to draw your attention to a book that I think will change your life called Breaking Curses. Now, it's not a teaching that you are cursed. It's actually a teaching that you are blessed, but how the enemy will attempt to curse you and the authority you have to break curses, maybe in your family, in your bloodline, curses of abandonment, orphan curse, all these things. It's loaded with prayers. Small book. You can get it also at lestrangeglobal.shop, or if you want to get it quicker on your iPad or your iPhone, you want to get the ebook version, it's at Amazon as well, and it's called Breaking Curses. So those are two things I want to just throw out, SPI and Breaking Curses, lestrangeglobal.shop. It will help you guys. And Dr. Gina, I just want to say, I so appreciate you. We always have the best conversations.
We always do. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media as well.
Please go to Facebook. You can find the Ryan Lestrange page. Just search my name on Facebook. I also am on Instagram, and I'm also on TikTok and YouTube, so, and Twitter. So look up my name. Now, let me just say this. There's lots of fake accounts that pop up on IG. Unfortunately, I don't own IG. I don't control IG, so I can't make them pull them down, though we report them. My real account has got about 88 or 89,000 followers. So if there's one with smaller, that's not me. My Facebook has 200,000, 225,000 followers. So find me on those platforms because I post every day and I'd love to connect with you.
I love it. I just want you to do me one favor and say hi to my student, Seven. She loves you. Her name is Seven. Just say hi, Seven.
Okay,
that would be so great.
Hi, Seven. Listen, I think you're amazing, and God's got a lot of fresh plans coming up for you in 2022. It's maybe been a shaky season this last season, but he says, I'm making your feet sure and steady, so you get ready. God bless you.
Hey, that's my man, Apostle Ryan LaStrange. I love you so much. You know, you always welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Go ahead and follow him on everything. Go and Google him and get every book, every manual, get it all. Catch up. If you haven't known of him, you know him now. This is amazing. Thank you so much, Apostle. You know, I love you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, you guys, listen, wasn't that awesome? All right, that's my friend. I love him. Anyway, we're going to move on to a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with In His Presence with Minister Nicole Atkinson. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Green. You can find me at greenlines.com. I want you to know that I'm a big fan of Dr. Gina's, and she's blessed me so much over my years. We've had a very good godly kingdom relationship. I've had her on my show, the Green Lines podcast, many times. I always love having her back. She's a great guest. And I'll tell you what, you're going to learn a lot from her radio show. So don't just keep her to yourself. Don't just come on and listen to Dr. Gina. Knock on a next door neighbor's door and say, hey, you got to tune in Dr. Gina. Talk about her at church. Talk about her in the hills and the byways. So I know you're going to learn a lot from Dr. Gina today and every day. And now I'm going to just turn you over to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I love him so much, Dr. Green. Anyway, this is from Charisma Podcast Network and Charisma Media and Charisma Magazine and everything Charisma. I love them in Lake Mary, Florida. All of them. Adelie, all of them. I just love, love, love my Charisma family. All right, you guys. And if you don't know, you need to go ahead and buy In the Weight of Every Loss. You can get that on Amazon and Kindle. So it's Audible and hard copy or paperback. Or you can go on Dr. Gina's, drginaprince.com, get your copies there. I'll sign them for you, send them right on to you. Or, and you can also download or get a hard copy of Health and Soul Fitness DVD. Yep, I got a fitness DVD, my very first one. All right, you guys. So, because I believe in wholeness, mind, body, and soul, you got to be whole, don't you know? God says that he wished that we shall prosper in all things, even as our soul prospers, and that we are by his stripes, we are healed and made whole. Come on, somebody. It's all about wholeness. And also, you can go ahead and get Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny, and The Keys Against the Enemy anywhere Christian books are sold. Everywhere. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, everywhere, Family Christian Bookstore. It's been in Walmart. It's been in Target. I don't know where it is, but it's everywhere right now. You can get it everywhere Christian books are sold. So, without further ado, my friend, my sister, Minister Nicole Atkinson, with In His Presence.
Welcome to this month, November's In His Presence devotional. I'm so excited to be with you today. And if I had to title this devotion, it would be Courageous Peace. The Lord shared with me 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. I want to read that to you and hear what it says. Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. Wow, this scripture resonates so much in our current world. Everything seems so chaotic around us, and we feel powerless. And I know I do. I won't speak for everybody, but sometimes you can feel powerless. You feel like everything's coming against you and you're chaotic. But when your world feels chaotic, I just want to remind you to remember to fix your eyes on Jesus. When Jehoshaphat was surrounded by an army, he prayed, not just Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, but the men in his camp, they prayed for Judah and Jerusalem, saying, we don't know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. In these current times, we don't know what to do always. So I encourage you to turn to Jesus and drive out fear, because that's what it is. The enemy right now is not all the political and current climate and financial ups and down of, you know, joblessness and family, COVID. It's the enemy. The enemy is fear. That's the real enemy. So I want you to really challenge yourself to be courageous in your prayers. God is with you even in this. As King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah and Jerusalem stood, there was an army upon them. Real army, real people with real weapons staring right at them. And they did not let fear grip them because they knew that they served a God that could defeat their enemy. They admitted, I don't know what to do. So God, you help me. Admit, I don't know what to do. I surrender. But I know that you do. So I fix my eyes on you. I want to offer this prayer, and I want you to pray this and believe this for yourself. And the prayer is, Father, I ask for help. I do not know what to do, but I look to you for help. I decree that fear will not have my peace. I decree that I will trust that you're fighting my battles. I decree that I already have victory. I decree that all my enemies are defeated in Jesus' name. I decree that every tongue that has risen against me is muted in Jesus' name. I decree that courageous peace is my portion today and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. That is your prayer. That is your portion. That is your battle weapon, is your prayer and your word. Let that word in 2 Chronicles 20:12 settle in your spirit that I don't know what to do, but we are looking to you, Father, for help. And you say I have victory, and you have fought this battle. You said in the same chapter, you said the battle does not belong to us. It belongs to you. So today we release our trust in you. We receive this prayer and we say thank you, Father. We say thank you for helping us in this time, in our life, in this season where it seems to be chaotic and where it seems to be that we are powerless, but we know we're not. We know we are people of victory. We release that prayer into our atmosphere. We receive it in our heart. Amen. Amen. Oh, guys, I just love sharing these devotionals with you. And I love you. I'm cheering for you. And I truly believe if we pray and we pray courageously, what we pray will be activated and manifested in our life. So until we meet again, I love you. I'm cheering for you. If you want to connect with me, please feel free to connect with me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Instagram under Nick_purpose. And love to chat with you. Love to connect. Until then, God bless you and have a great day.
Oh, man. See, that's what I'm saying. I love Minister Nicole Atkinson within His Presence. She's an author as well. You can go ahead and follow her on Nick_purpose on Instagram, you guys. Go ahead and Google her. She has books and everything. She is quite amazing. I love my sister. All right, you guys. Well, listen, we're almost at the end of the show. We're going to take another full commercial break, and then we'll be right back with What's On Her Mind. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
This is Gina Prince from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And yes, I'm using ISO-T and Resolution Drops from TLC. Check out my BFF, my bestie, my co-host, comedian Gina G on the link. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Bye-bye.
All right. My student seven is on, you guys, with me live. I had to bring her on the show because she was blowing up my text. Welcome, Seven, to the show. She's actually in my class, Kingdom Discipleship Ordination Program. And so she's one of my students. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Seven.
Thank you. I did not know my Wednesday would be going like this, but it's going fabulous.
What a blessed day, right? So tell us about, first of all, I'm glad to have you, and it's just so funny because you were blowing my my text up and I said, let me go on and call her in so she could just tell us how she really feels. How do you feel about Apostle Ryan saying hello to you? And he even gave you a word.
Yes, yes, he did. I was so excited that I didn't get to, well, I got to hear it, but I don't remember everything he said. And yeah, I'm mad at myself because I don't remember what he said because I was so excited.
It's going to be on the archive. So, yeah, I was just led to, you know, by God to go ahead and tell him about you. So I'm so glad that you got a chance to hear him speak to you. Also, I know that that made your day, but also you're on air with me for the first time. How does that feel? This is like a blessed 7 day, huh?
Yes, I needed this. I really needed this, and I didn't know it, but I needed this. So thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Tell us about Kingdom Discipleship Program. How's it been for you? You've been in it now since June 1st. How many months is that? June, July, August, September, October, November. 6 months. It's been 6 months now. How do you feel?
I feel good. I really do. It is an amazing program. We talk about God. We talk about discipleship. We talk about a lot of things that would maybe make a lot of other people uncomfortable, but it's just a place where we can be honest and talk about God and how to grow and go forward in Him. And it's been really helpful in my life. I've had the opportunity to, just step up a little bit. And I really needed growth in my life. Like being able to help and send people emails and do little things like that, that actually helps me because I feel like in the future I'm going to be doing more stuff like that. So I don't know. I just really enjoy the class and the people and the fellowship and the impartation and everything.
And it's biblically based. I mean, it's all, we're like dissecting the Bible. We're going through that thing, aren't we?
Yes.
We talk about everything from dispensations to just the Ten Commandments. Like, it's so many Christians that don't even know the Ten Commandments. Like, you know, we talk about baptism, the three baptisms. People don't even know that. I mean, it's just certain things that would help us with our Bible study and how we study the word right now. That's mm-hmm. what it seems like the class is helping, opening us up to have more clarity. And well, you know, the students to open you up to hear and see the word like really in spirit and in truth, right? Because there's so much clarity that's being taught.
Yes, right? I definitely agree. Yeah.
Well, Seven, this has been your day. Tell everybody where they can connect with you. She's on social media. I always say
Even know what my name is on Instagram because I've changed it so many times, but I think it's 7.m, like SEVYN.m on Instagram. I'm not sure if that's the actual name, but if you just look up 7, SEVYN, Morrow, MORROW on any social media, you'll find me.
All right. Well, this has been Seven, one of my favorite students in Kingdom Discipleship Ordination Program. I know she's excited about at the end of the 9 months, and she's also going to school to get her master's, and she's just going for it. She's a student. Love being a student. She loves to study. Yeah. I do too. I can't even talk about it. I mean, like I said, I ended up with my doctorate, got 6 certifications, 2 from Yale, 1 from Johns Hopkins, 1 from University of Chicago, and another one from somewhere else. So I'm telling you, I mean, I think it's just, that's where we connect so much. We just like to learn a lot as much as we can. But glory to God, it's all for His glory, right?
Yes. Of course.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, Seven, thank you for dropping in. I just wanted the listeners to know who you were, who I had Apostle Ryan Lestrange say hello to. So this is her. So God bless you, sister. I love you. And I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Okay, follow me, Ryan, if you're listening. Okay.
All right, you guys, listen. So what's on my mind was that, but if you want to sign up for the class as well, you can go ahead and go on drginaprince.com and sign up for a Kingdom Discipleship Ordination Program. It's little to no money. It's really almost free. So you can go ahead and look into all of that. Sign up, register. You know, we're taking students now. The first graduating class is graduating in March. And then we're starting another, but we're constantly going. So I always keep track of when you will receive your certification and your ordination. So the class is really powerful and impactful. You know, you will know what you are called to do. But one thing's for sure, that we're all called to be a minister of the gospel, all of us. So everyone that finishes the class and takes all the exams and the essays and do everything that is required, you will receive your ministerial certificate. As far as office goes, then, you know, we will continue to have the counseling, which we do one-on-one counseling. We also have we meet up for class every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There is 3 essays, 3 exams, and, you know, we do some in-depth reading material, biblically based, all Bible. And it is just a powerful class. And I'm just so honored that God would have me to do it. And I'm super, super joyful and honored that the students are receptive and they are growing. They are gaining so much ground and they are expanding so much. So if you are interested in that, go ahead and go again to drginaprince.com and sign up for the Kingdom Discipleship Ordination Program. All right. I hope to see you in class. All right. What's on my mind? Let me tell you what's on my mind. You know what? I'm just going to keep it 100 with y'all. In this season and time, the closer we get to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, demons are acting like fools, okay? Don't be surprised by what they do, okay? Just know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hold your ground. Continue to plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Continue to do the self-inventory. Continue to thank God for his grace and for his protection and for his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue to seek him in his word. So you can continue to speak, pray in tongues, continue to pray, and know that you're getting stronger. So when you see them babbling over each other and acting like fools and, you know, acting crazy, them demons acting through people and stuff like that, listen, you'll just laugh and just turn your head, because this is the time and a season that we have to be strong and know who we are and who we belong to. And most importantly, that, you know, nothing that comes against you is going to prosper. Okay. So that's what's on my mind. I want you to be strong in the Lord. I want you to soar like an eagle. I want you to stand on that mountaintop and get everything that God has already predestined for you to have and for you to be and for you to do. Okay. All right. This has been What's On Her Mind. All right. Well, listen, this was an amazing show today. I had such a great time with you all today. As always, I love you so much. Listen, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. And I'm loving you. I'm loving you. But most importantly, God loves you more. All right, until next time, bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.